I want to thank my dear friend and colleague, Rabbi Gibber, for hosting this magnificent evening of unity. Nothing brings Klal Yisrael, Jewish people and Jewish community, closer together than, of course, Torah. The Mishkan was at the center of the encampment, 12 tribes under 12 logos and emblems, but Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Shekhinah, the Almighty, is what drove it all from the center. And similarly tonight, a diverse representation of our community, but all driven, united by our equal commitment to Torah and to its sacred and timeless values. Thank you, Rabbi Gibber, for your friendship, your leadership, for putting tonight together. A special thank you to our dear friend Matthew Hockerman as well. There's a unity and there's unity. If you look around the world, if you look across the United States of America right now, there's a sense of unity that's being practiced. Everyone threatened by the same challenge, by the same hideous virus that seeks to destroy and doesn't differentiate based on righteousness. And therefore, the notion of the physical distancing, of the guidelines that are being observed, are being done so, hopefully equally universally, because there's a sense of a unified purpose and approach and attitude that we need to be able to keep ourselves safe. But is that real unity? Is that the unity that we are counting down towards celebrating together? We all know we stood at the base of the mountain and we're going to be there again, not commemorating a part of history, but revisiting our destiny as we stand together on that mountain, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. The Jewish people stood at that mountain. Ki ish echad b'lev echad. We were like one, Rashi tells us. It says Vayichan. It should say Vayachanu. The fact that it says Vayichan in the singular rather than Vayachanu in the plural reflects that sense of unity, of connection, of bond, of a shared destiny. We felt Ki ish echad, like one body with one heart. The arms don't compete with the legs and the liver with the kidneys. The heart doesn't compete with the brain. It serves the same body, the same human being. And similarly, the different segments and the diverse parts of Klal Yisrael, we don't compete. And God forbid, we don't judge or marginalize or dismiss. But rather, Ki Ish Echad, we are one united, one organic body with one heart. Now, this isn't the first time that the Torah uses an expression, a singular, an unusual use of singular when it should use plural. The Torah in Shmos, Perek Yedal, Pasuk Yud tells us, V'hinei Mitzrayim Nosea Achareihem. Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, were pursuing the Jewish people. And Rashi there notes as well, it should have said, Nosim, the Egyptians were pursuing in the plural. But it says it in the singular, Nosea. So Rashi says, B'lev Echad, Ki Ish Echad. With one heart, like one person. And the commentators on Rashi, the super commentators, wonder, why the difference? Here, when it comes to Har Sinai, when it comes to Holiday of Shavuos, Matan Torah, that please God, we'll celebrate together soon, it's Ki Ish Echad B'lev Echad, it's one people with one heart. And yet there, in describing the Egyptian sense of unity in pursuing the Jews, it was with one heart as one person. And they explain so beautifully that there's unity and there's unity. Sometimes there's a spirit of cooperation, not because one feels a kinship or a connection, one feels part of one organic whole with the other, but rather there's a shared agenda, there's a shared interest. We want to be safe from coronavirus, we adopt the same guidelines. I don't even know my neighbors, I don't necessarily particularly care about my greater neighbors of Florida, of the United States of America. I care about them deeply as fellow citizens, but I don't even know their name. I couldn't pick them out of a lineup. But we have a unified, united sense of purpose, a goal to keep everyone safe. That's an agenda-driven unity. Like the Egyptians in pursuit of the Jews, it was B'lev Echad. It was one heart around one agenda. And because of that, they cooperated, Ki Ish Echad. However, Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, when we stand at the mountain, the way we are meant to function when we're at our best, we are not simply pursuing a similar agenda. It's not simply because it's in our own interest, but it's who we are. I don't get along with my family because if we cooperate as a family, we stand to gain. I get along with my family because they're my family. I love them. They're an extension of who I am. We are one united, one unified whole. So rather than B'lev Echad with an agenda, we are Ki Ish Echad. We're one person. And then by being one, B'lev Echad, we're able to pursue a similar agenda. Rav Kook says that's why in the Birchas HaTorah, in the bracha we say before we learn, it's first Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amim. First we were chosen as a people, a kinship, a destiny, a connection, and then V'nasan Lanu Es Taraso. Even before we received the Torah, we had to express this commitment, this connection, this understanding that we are together. Pasuk tells us before we stood at the base of the mountain, Vayisum Refidim, Vayavo Midbar Sinai. We left Refidim and we came to Midbar Sinai where we were going to receive the Torah. The Kli Yakar says we left Refidim. The word Refidim comes from Predim, Pirud. We were separate, we were apart, we were divided, we were competing. And therefore, Vayichan Sham was the antidote. To be together and united, not by an agenda or an interest, by simply a unconditional love, is the way that we respond. We can repair the damage of Refidim, of Pirud, of being separate, but Vayichan, by feeling connected, by feeling as one. The great Rebbe of Varka explained that the word Vayichan comes from the word Chayn. And he says, Kol Echem Yisrael Matzah Chayn Be'enei Kol Echem B'nei Yisrael. Every Jew found Chayn in the eyes of another Jew. Vayichan Sham Yisrael. What made us merit the Torah? Because in that moment and at that time, we displayed chen towards one another and we saw the chen in one another. Instead of judge, instead of call a name, instead of feel superior, we saw the chen, the charm, the charisma, that which was lovable in one another. That's what it means. It's what we're looking for. And so today, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, as we begin the final countdown to stand at the base of that mountain together, it's a gut check of Vayichan. Do we see the chen in others? Are we showing them the chen of ourselves? It's my great honor to introduce my dear colleague and friend, Rav Eliyahu Ribovsky.